Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. You've got Vossi and Matt Russell this morning. We are powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Wet week ahead in Sydney by the looks of it, Andrew. And today, top of 22, showers, Heffron Park, Maroubra, the centre of the rugby league universe.
Park,
yes, we are. It's 40 degrees and stifling inside today. No, in all seriousness, 21 degrees, cloudy, might sum up the mood there, and showers.
So a very bad man, Matt Russell.
That's the weather today at Heffron Park.
Now, just ahead of our calls on the Great Southern Bank open line, this one, South must be desperate to consider appointing a Roosters legend to lead them out of the cellar east of Anzac Parade on the text. Thank you. Graeme Annesley talking about Appy Coruscant. Let's just put the audio on the record on the program. This is what Graeme Annesley said about that.
To you that if the bunker had not overruled that decision, there would have been people up in arms saying, well, he clearly lost the ball, and under your own rules, that should have been no try. I don't think we should be throwing the match official or the bunker official under the bus for simply applying what our rules currently say. If we want to be critical of the rule, different story, but that was an application of the rule as it currently stands.
All right, let's go to the Great Southern Bank open line. Steve Warwick Nabil wants to talk about that, wants to buy into that. You're off the long run, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, going well, boys. Thanks for taking the call. Three weeks ago, Cherry Evans scored a try under the post for Manly, and he juggled that ball like a hot potato, and it looked like it was a knock-on every day, but not a thing was said. Yet Abby Coruscant the other day knocks it on half a millimetre, and it's a no-try. I just don't understand the difference.
Steve, are you talking about the try in his milestone game there at Four Pines Park? Daly Cherry Evans juggles, the ball goes through and then grounds it. Is that the one you're referring to?
That's the one, because that's exactly the one, Matty, because he's bobbled the ball. He's juggled the ball. The ball has been propelled towards the opponent's goal line.
You are allowed to... Yes, Steve, you are allowed to juggle the ball so long as it doesn't touch an opposing player or the goalpost or the ground, obviously, if you get it back. Whereas this, he's re-gripped it before he's grounded the ball would be the official's explanation there, Steve. Whereas Arpy, they say, didn't catch hold or re-grip the ball. Do you understand that difference, Steve, or have I lost you there?
No. I get that call, but I'm just making the point that the ball's gone forward towards the opponent's goal line in each occasion, yet they write some words to describe one in one scenario and another scenario use some different words, but it's exactly the same thing. That makes no sense.
For it to be a knock-on, it does have to come into contact with the ground or an opponent. But on that regrip, we'll leave it there, Steve. Thank you. You've been off the long run. You've performed very well, very nicely.
Love it.
It is interesting. The way players can carry the ball around these days like it's a tennis ball or a grape. If you juggle the ball, but your hand ends up over the top of the ball, and you can almost re-grip it from the top, but you're not. It's just the ball's in contact with your hand and you score the try. Is that re-controlling the ball? Is that getting control? Because they do carry it. You see blokes doing hit-ups with the ball carried, the ball's facing the ground, the hand's above the ball, and that's the way they carry it these days.
You know where you sometimes see it, Andrew? Out of dummy half, where a bloke shoots in and picks the ball up from the top.
Yep.
Which technically, looking at some of the descriptions around the Arpy Coruscant incident, it should be constituted a knock-on.
Control. Separation. Warrior Holick from Wellington, what do you want to say about the Appy Coruscant decision? Good morning to you.
Yeah, similar to the last call, actually, was right at the first point was I thought Rocco Berry's one. He went up for a try, knocks the ball on in the air, regathers, try, move on. And it's just like they seem, it's just semantics whether it's actually the ball was 2 centimetres off the ground or not. And I thought Uppies was a try. But what I wanted to share my frustration as a very long time fan and my thoughts on the bunkers. I think they really need to simplify it. And I agree with your point about it should not be played in slow motion. I don't think the ref should give a call yes or no. They get 3 looks real time. And if the bunker can't make a decision in 3 looks real time, just give it to the try scorer every time and make it, you know, you don't have us fans sitting around waiting for 10 minutes live at a game, looking at a screen, wondering if you've got a try or not to win the game. It's too much.
Well, Warrior Holick, there was a general push from head office, I think at the start of last season, that we want to award tries. Our aim is to give tries, not incorrectly, but we don't want to be looking for a reason to take them away. And that was the overall push, I think, at the start of last season. So I suppose if you extend the RP Coruscant incident a different way, Warrior Holic, I'll get your take on this. What about if a player charging onto the ball has it rebound off his chest by 3-4 feet, and as he dives forward into the in goal, he gets it just above the grass and forces it down with his hand to score? Most people, I think, would say that's a knock-on, but it's really just an extension of what RP Coruscant did, or is it?
For me, I'm happy with it. As long as you regather it and it doesn't touch anyone else or the ground, to me, it shouldn't be a knock-on. It should only be a knock-on if it touches the ground.
Yeah, if the ground stops it going away. If the last frame of the try had RP Coruscant's hand off the ball, and it's just at the last moment, ball hits ground, and then his hand comes on the top of it, then you could rule that as a knock-on. That would be the common sense. Yep. Let's see where it leads us, Warrior-holic. Thank you for the call. Let's go to the news. We are powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and Land Pride attachments.
Good on you, Vanessa. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. Now, up for grabs, the best contributor today will win a Signet Boost power bank. A Signet Boost power bank will keep your phone, your tablet, your earbuds, whatever powered 24/7. And join us. 0457 736 736. Jump on the Edgewater Homes text line. The Edgewater Homes Mortgage Fund, up to $1,500 a month off your home loan for 2 years. Terms and conditions apply, Andrew.
Loving the text. The Edgewater Homes text line is on fire. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Dino from Mortdale says, hi, guys. Adrian Lamb to Souths. Nearly choked on me Cocoa Pops. I hope he knows better. Thank you for the text. Well, no, well, I don't think, and we've had Adrian Lamb on this show a few times, he's made no secret of the fact, and nor would his employers in England not know that he has ambitions. He would like to coach and be in a top job in Australia at some point. At some point. It doesn't mean he's not 1,000% committed to any job that he's doing, but it's no secret. So it wouldn't come as a massive surprise. There's a job going. It's a bloody decent roster. Like you're not going to a club that hasn't got some serious potential. So, Adrian, I'm just joining dots. That's what I'm doing. I'm joining dots.
Well, along those lines, Andrew, Raiderman Hunter Valley says, Vossi and Emrus, there's something different, Emrus. South's salary circus tent lost nobody, still buying. Latrell, Cook, Murray, Keon Kalamatungi, Jack White and Campbell, Graham, Walker, Arrow, and now they're buying Lewis Dodd. Very, very suspect. Well, Raider Hunter, man, there's all sorts of checks and balances in place, but that underlined the roster you just mentioned, Andrew.
Mm. Yes, this one. I do feel sorry for Jason Demetrio because Souths have had a particularly tough draw. Manly, Brisbane, Roosters, Warriors, Cronulla, Melbourne and now Penrith to start the year. Yes, there was also a Canterbury game, but they're on the improve. Regards, Martin. Well, no, the defence isn't on the improve. And that's the big one. The defence, which set in from round 12 last year, I can run through the figures again if you like, but they are averaging over 30 points a game from round 12 onwards. And again this year, 250 points. Tough draw, yes, Martin. But through seven matches, 250 points conceded. Mm. That's a lot.
What's Penrith going to put on them this weekend? Now, the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Jace from North Parramatta is on the line. Jace, what do you got?
Oh, morning, Matty, and morning, Vossi. Actually, just picking up on what the Warrior-holic mentioned just before about potentially a shot clock or a timing for the bunker. They kind of already have one to an extent around the dropouts. So you know how a dropout is a 30-second sort of clock? Somehow a decision's often made in that 30 seconds, and we just get on with it. Oh, yeah, that was touched. Oh, yeah, no, nah, that wasn't me. Whatever, it came off that person. No, no, it's a dropout under the post. No one blinks an eyelid, and suddenly we're on with it. So I don't know if 3 minutes is maybe a bit long, but, you know, they already do it. So I don't know why that would be such a fuss, like to actually make it quicker.
Well, I think it's an egg we can't unscramble now. Like I support the bunker in the game, because we don't have those tries in the corners without the bunker. But if we're going to look at the Appy Coruscant, if we're going to go frame by frame, then it has to be frame by frame every single try, and that takes time. That takes time. You couldn't put a time limit on it when you've got to go frame by frame. Although I will say this, in the bunker, not your television at home, Jase, that you're seeing, nor does the broadcaster provide it, the man in the bunker is looking at, he can split the screen, he can split it into the four camera angles all in sync, you know, from each corner, head on, behind, and he can be watching them all at the same time. So checking the left foot, is it on the sideline when I see on the fourth camera from the corner, I see the ball on the ground. Where's the left arm? Where's the left leg? Is anyone, you know, on site? He can see that all in the one field of vision on the one screen. So you would like to think that if they can produce that, two looks at that, how long does that take, Matty Russell?
If you bring
it all up, you've got the technology to bring it all up on the one screen, then you'd like to think we can do it. Well, it's food for thought. Let's workshop that here with a great audience on The Breakfast Show.
Well, Vossi, you and I are lucky enough to have been in the bunker. It is space age. You feel like you press the wrong button, you're going to launch a rocket out of NASA somewhere. So they do have all the technology. So thank you, Jase, from North Parramatta. Yeah. Beautiful part of the world. This man is calling from Wollongong. Adam, you want to talk about Appy Coruscant?
Yeah, g'day, Matty. G'day from Wollongong as well, mate. Listen, so if in a game, you're running along, your halfback puts a grubber in, and, you know, there's a mad scramble for it, somebody dives the ball. Let's just say, and I don't want to be stupid about it, but let's just say the ball's 2 centimetres off the ground. Somebody comes through, slams their hand on it, ball goes down, try, right? So that then tells you that, you know, say 1 or 2 centimetres off the ground, somebody can get control and grip the ball. So with Appy, yes, let's say there's separation, but he clearly re-gripped it and put it down. If that was a bouncing ball and he got that ball at the point at where he had lost it and put it down, the bunker would say that is downward pressure because he's been able to grip that ball. If that was a bouncing ball from a kick. So,
hang on, Adam. You're not a lawyer, are you, Adam? Because bloody hell, you've argued an unbeatable case here, Adam. Are you a lawyer? Are you silk?
No, certainly not. But I tell you what, if you follow the Tigers for 25 years, you'll find out that we can find the most stupid ways to lose. I remember years ago, it was the second ball on the field with Tarek Sims, and they kicked it ahead, and it was just like only the Tigers could find, you know, a second ball on the field and concede a try to it. Concede the penalty against the Cowboys, you know, just the amazing ways that we can turn up rules that nobody knew existed is something to behold for the good old Tigers.
That's one of the best calls we've ever had, though. Your logic is so right. Now, the league will say, their laws say, the ball must be on the ground and then you force it. You can't, the ball can't be in the air and the hand comes on it and forces it down. The ball has to be on the ground. Not stationary, it can be moving around. But let's face it, when do we ever examine, is the ball, you know, a millimetre off the ground, 2 millimetres, 3 millimetres, as in the case of Appy Coruscant? Well, we don't. We just accept it. Why? Because it's common sense. You know, like it's a great call, Adam. Really, it is an unbeatable argument you've just presented there that shows the law is an ass, that you're dying on this hill defending your Appy Coruscant rule, because that's the rule, but we've bent it everywhere else. We've bent.
Yeah, he's representing Wollongong magnificently. Congratulations, Adam. Thanks for calling in. Along those lines, Michael on the text line: the Appy decision has opened a can of whoop-ass, Andrew. Regrip is not the only word in that rule. Did you see the still shot of the Broncos winger who scored their first try? He didn't have his fingers or hand on the ball. It was his wrist. You remember that try, Andrew?
No, but they do. But again, at the start of 2023, they've tweaked the re-grip rule. Like they've said, it can roll away from the palm of the hand. They've allowed that as if that's control. As if I could carry the ball around if I bend my wrist and I carry it in there. Yeah, the ball can stick in there, but how is that control for any length of time? Anyway, Great call. One of the great calls. Certainly in the running for Club Med Caller of the Week and could be off to Bali at the end of the year. Prize worth almost $10,000. Trip for four. Wow. You, me, Adam, who else? Brooksy. Well, Brooksy's a Steelers man. We could just talk about
Matty in Melbourne. Days.
Ian Russell, Rod Henniker, Michael Bolt gets another run. Could be the Steelers overseas trip. Breakfast with Vossi and Matty Russell, for Brighton's lawyers. Best legal advice. Give them a call, 1-800-848-848. Come on, come on, let's
stick together. April 30, this is Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. Today it's Andrew and Matt Russell. We're here thanks to Brighton's lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's lawyers, 1-800-848-848. A sports update. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits. It's that time of year to get a Glow Fire Pit. Now, Premier League, catch four games every week on SEN. Vossi, what's happening in the Premier League regarding two dreaded words for many, or maybe the big clubs, salary cap?
Yeah, they refer to it as spending cap. Premier League clubs have voted in favour of developing plans to introduce a spending cap. 16 clubs have approved proposals for the Premier League to complete the final economic and legal analysis, which is very important, needed to create a spending cap model. Which clubs voted against it? I can tell you. Manchester City, Manchester United and Aston Villa. For some reason, Chelsea abstained from the vote. A spending cap would limit clubs' outlay on transfers, wages and agent fees. We'll go into it with a little more detail later. And football fans listening right now, you might like to come on and have your say about that one.
Absolutely. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. Glowheating.com.au. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. You've got Vossi and Matt Russell. We are here thanks to Brighton's lawyers. If you're unable to work due to injury or illness, you know who to contact, Brighton's lawyers. Now, on this day, not far away, but let's go back to the text line. They are flowing in this morning on what could be a big day for South Sydney. Good morning, Andrew and Matthew. Only my mum calls me Matthew and when I'm in trouble. May I suggest a lot of South Sydney's problems today go back to not re-signing Adam Reynolds a few years ago. Why any club would allow a top-quality halfback to leave is truly a mystery. That from Jim. Good on you, Jim. The Rabbitohs, yep. It's been a talking point ever since Adam Reynolds went to Brisbane. Each time he delivers a big game, it's back on the agenda, Vossi.
Absolutely. I think it is time, at 3 minutes to seven, to rip into a little bit on this day action. That's interesting.
With
well,
a
what
twist.
Intro is that? What happened to man walking on the moon? One small step for man.
Got him!
One giant leap for mankind.
Yeah.
On this day, April 30, what have you got to kick off, Matty? What have you got?
April 30, 1789, George Washington becomes the first president of the United States. Andrew?
Good solid start. 1976 on this day, the Who's drummer Keith Moon paid 9 cab drivers to block off both ends of a New York street so he could throw the contents of his hotel room out of the window.
What was Keith smoking that night?
You reckon he might have been on something?
Oh, well, no, that's normal behaviour. 1993, Monica Seles, stabbed by a crazed fan, went on to miss 2 years of tennis.
Wow. Now, we hinted about this yesterday. 1964, on this day, Ian Healy was born. Turns 60 today. He was born with his massive pair of gloves on his hands, apparently.
Happy birthday, Heels. 1991, are you a Nirvana fan, Vossi?
Well, yeah, I think
how much
Vossi
Oki?
I'm a fan, but they're overrated.
Okay, well, Nirvana signed a recording contract with Geffen's DGC label for $290,000. Maestro?
That's not our strongest, but a little bit of variety. I think Keith Moon gets the man of the match. He gets the 3 Daly M points.
Absolutely.
On this day, Keith Moon. 1 minute to 7 after 7 o'clock. David Riccio with all the big rugby league news of the day. That's going to be big. And all your texts. Boy, oh boy, the text line. This is ahead of South Sydney having a board meeting at 8 o'clock this morning. What is going to come of that? Will we roll the dice, have a little stab? Will we know by 9 o'clock the outcome of that meeting? I reckon we will. I reckon it's going to be swift. And I don't think it's going to be incredibly positive. But that's all coming up. SEN, the home of sport. This is where we talk sport, dissect, debate, discuss all day, every day. And you can do it right here on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 011 70.